You know, if you get to the point in your life where you're constantly telling yourself, no, no, no. And I don't mean like no chocolate cake today because I don't need to pack on any extra pounds. I'm talking about no, I can't do this. No, there's no way I can do that. No, it's not possible for me to. You're probably right. You know, whether you believe you can or you can't, I always say you're right. Just depends on your point of view. But there's something called cognitive restructuring. And yeah, I'm not an expert on it, but you know who is? The guy who's on the other end of our line right now. Dr. John Braccio, drjohnb.com is the place to go for all the podcasts at Regional Psychological Services of East Lansing. And this is a real thing. We never say no, we say yes to the good doc. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And I think if we want to talk about cognitive restructuring, simply stated, it's to consciously replace negative self-esteem sapping statements with positive self-esteem statements to help us overcome negativity in life. Because so much of life is really negative for people if they choose to. If you want to find the something negative, you can find it. Just turn on television, open a newspaper, talk to somebody. So when we cognitively restructure, we actually purposefully start a process in our own mind for ourselves in a positive way to really implement, which I think if we go back to the theologian C.S. Lewis, even though he was obviously a spiritual person, but his statement that we are what we believe we are, that is really true. So if we choose to get negativity, if we choose to always say, no, I can't, if we choose to back away from opportunities, then that is really negative. Because if you believe you can't learn, then you can't. Now, I think a very simple example of cognitive restructuring would be this statement. If you say, I cannot learn, and you replace it with, I can learn, because everybody can learn something. And if we start off saying you can't do something, then as you stated in your introduction, Dave, then you can't. If you say, I can't
you're
do
right.
this,
yeah.
And you give up, yeah, you're right. Now, and you're right, it's different than saying, I'm not going to have some chocolate cake today. Well, that's a little something,
well,
a little
and,
different.
And I'm trying to differentiate even, too, from somebody saying, you know, oh, I can't get out of bed. Well, of course you can. I'm not going to. I don't want to get out of bed. Well, that's another story. So
yes.
Now you got to get over that. The fact that you don't want to, well, I get that. Maybe it's nice and warm and cozy, and, you know, you had your coffee already, and you're going back to get a cat nap. But you say, I can't. I just can't do it. If you're not physically unable, then, you know, this is something that you got like a mental block. When you're talking about the positive attitude and that ability to consciously do it, is that – I remember from the 70s and 80s, Norman Vincent Peale, a little along those lines. Was it very different? Was he more of a layman's kind of?
I think it's the same type of a thing. Now, obviously, he had a spiritual component,
right?
But whether we have that or we're secular humanists, it really doesn't matter. If we believe and we're positive, because what a lot of people do, they magnify their weaknesses. Okay, they overgeneralize statements like, excuse me, if I can't do this, I'll assume I can't do something else. And they just basically catastrophize everything, and they really don't move forward and function effectively in life. So you really have to really work on replacing negative thoughts, because so many people do this, Dave. They just, they're beaten before they start. And once you do it and you fall into the pattern, then you will lead a life just as unhappy as you think you're going to have. Now, that doesn't mean we minimize problems that happen to people with difficulties, unfairness in life, difficulties. No, that's really not it. We try to take what skill sets and abilities do we have, what would we like to do in life, and then we try to sort out from there where we're going. We move forward in a positive way. We make statements like, I can, I'm going to do this, I can learn from this, I can observe this, I know it can be done. Positive statements, that's what we need to do.
Makes sense overall, and I love the way you come up with a word there that's an actual real word, which is catastrophize, as opposed to using the substitute, which I use is horribleize, which is not a real word, but it's still, it's got some
it,
of the same. When you hear it, you get it, don't you?
Well, I think so, and if you really think about it, it gets back into, you know, what we choose to believe, and I see so much misery in the world, and I talk to so many people that are depressed and upset, and so much of it is the way they look at things. Like, I know things can't get better, I know things can't be like they were in the past. I'll never meet a person like this again. So many things that weigh people down when we have to just really, we have to take a look at who we are, what we have, what we've achieved, then look at what we want to do in the future, where we want to go. Because really, if we're worrying about the past and very unhappy in the present, there is no future. I mean, we have to work on what we can do. And you're going to find people that are happy, generally happy. They're moving forward in life. They're enjoying what they're doing, or they're doing something. The joy comes from knowing they're learning some skill sets and some things that are going to move them ahead in life. And there are people also that don't get along with people because they find fault with everybody. There again, we need to be looking for the positive in people, and we try to build on positive statements, not negative ones, because you can end up not liking anybody you meet. There's always going to be somebody who does some things that you would do differently.
Yeah, no kidding. Doc, when you talk with your clients and the people that you connect with, how many of them who come in and say they have regrets that this didn't happen in their life or this didn't happen, how many of them are due to what you just talked about today, self-inflicted walls that they put up by saying can't, and I just cannot do that, versus things that actually occurred, things that were actually put there by other people, a legitimate reason, versus things that they've created in their own mind?
Well, I wouldn't want to give an exact number because I hadn't thought about that.
Is it substantial?
I'd say, oh, very, very substantial, because so many people, you know, wish they had done this. The coulda, shoulda, mighta, oughta in life. You know, the brass ring came, they didn't take it. And my argument is, well, you know, that might have been a very good choice to have made, but you now have a series of choices based on your reality now. And if you're going to be upset about things you didn't do or things you did and you can't do now, then you're going to lead a pretty unhappy present, and the future looks very bleak and dark indeed. So the question is, what are you going to do with your life? What choices are you going to make? And this is where we get into the positive choice in terms of having the cognitive restructuring, which is really just replacing the negative with the positive and not allowing negative thoughts to overwhelm us, because there's certainly some people going to say, huh, well, they ought to know what I'm going through. And I realize that people have difficulties. Don't hear me wrong. I'm not trying to minimize that. The point is, wherever we are, there are some things we can do to advance us in life, from a secular point of view, from a spiritual point of view, if we accept that, and just to move forward and have some peace and tranquility in our life. I think that becomes a main thing. We want to enjoy life. We want to be able to just kind of breathing in and breathing out and just being able to relax and enjoy life. Too many people don't do that. They're very hung up on what they're unhappy about, what they can't change, what they think they can't change. And I always say, rubbish. There's things you can do. Just map this stuff out and move forward.
He rolls the R there, too. Not too bad. And when you're breathing in and breathing out, relaxing, don't go overboard on that. If you're on the drive right now and there's a little snow cover out there, we want you alert. We want you alert on the drive. All right. When we next meet next week, do you have a request on the music line? Do you have a Mario Lanza request for next week?
Well, listen, let me do this. I will pick one out. Of course, we've run with a song in your heart. Let me think about that, but we definitely will. How does that sound?
All right, sounds good as we get ready for the holiday. Dr. John Braccio, go to drjohnb.com. That's where the podcast will be residing with many others in a lot of ways that you go through the subjects, and you can find ways to help with his help here. Regional Psychological Services, East Lansing. Great to have you on again.
Always. And one thing, I think, anyone who goes to YouTube, even though Mario Lanza's been dead from 59, what a great voice, particularly some of the Christmas carols, some of the religious statements or songs and other things. So he'd be a good person to maybe discover this type of year.
Always.
A man with gusto.
Yeah, and always good to, I think, to mention, too, Italian-American.
Very true.
Yeah, and so not just a real Italian-American, and just as much emphasis on both of those there. So it's he's unique. Thanks, Doc. Morning Wake Up will continue. Do not go away. 1320 WILS.